4AJN, KQ4QHV.
This is QA Charlie Small Hotel, Alpha 100, KQ4QHV, go ahead.
Come back.
This is KC4HIN, come on, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing alright. I just got done doing a serious workout at the gym up here in Mayweather. How are you?
Poor reception area, I think I'm dropping you.
No problem, I'll stand there.
You had a chance to try out that hot flash yet?
But not yet. I haven't found anything that I might want to put it on, but as soon as I do, I'll let you know. What you been up to today so far? For a 10-year marching.
Hey, I'm in a little valley right now. Just give me about 30 seconds to get up this hill, and hopefully we'll have a little better communication.
KC4HN, standing by.
Alright, I'm at the top of the hill now. Hopefully I'm not too far away. How's it coming through?
She's so quiet, sir.
Oh yeah, I got you loud and clear. We're in a good spot now. So, have you had a chance to try that hot sauce?
Not yet. I haven't found anything I want to put it on yet. But as soon as I do, I will let you know. What you doing all about doing today?
Break at the moment. I'm working on site today, which means I am up in Westminster at the moment.
It's you up there past Seneca.
It weighs past Seneca.
So, I used to work out there. I don't know if you'd call it work. It was vocational rehab. They helped me gain some certifications because of my disability. So, I mean, and I got paid for it, so I guess that is work.
In fact, this area of the state is pretty up here.
It's pretty up there. I haven't been all through Seneca, but I know that if you keep going straight on 123, it don't care if you're through Clinton, Seneca, and eventually to Westminster.
Yeah, and then I think it heads up towards maybe Long Creek.
Well, that's something I should do one day. I should just go out and take a drive and see how far 123 goes until the end.
How about flying in?
I will.
I saw him flying out of the trees there across the field here. Fuck.
That is.
Very similar to a red shoulder hawk, a little bit smaller.
Hey, I'll have to look that up.
They're very agile birds. Good at catching other birds.
King of the flock. King of the flock.
They're crazy, man. Those birds. Super hawks. So I'm afraid of them.
You don't want to a pet. That's interesting.
I own one for a pet. I'm a falconer, so I had one that I trained for falconry purposes.
Okay. That makes sense. That's pretty cool. You have to show me how to do that. That would be an interesting skill to acquire.
It's a pretty long process, but it's a very rewarding sport.
Maybe we can get together sometime. We got rained out at work today, so I come up here to Marietta First Baptist, and I did quite the workout. I did about 6 sets on my arms. I did some upper body. I did some curl-ups. I did some on the floor on a mat, and then they had this thing that you can use to stabilize your feet. And I used it, and I liked it a lot better. When I can stabilize my feet, I can get my whole upper body higher in the air doing sit-ups. And I did about 10 sets of those. What else did I work out? I worked out my shoulders. So I don't know how to describe them. It's something that you'd have to see for me to show you so you'd understand. Because I just got into all this, so I don't know all about the terminology and all that yet.
So are you communicate. Can you run?
Absolutely. I did some treadmill work too now. I hadn't really started fully running on the treadmill yet because I don't know what my limitations are. I'm still trying to find those out. But what I'm trying to do is slowly push myself to do more, lift more, and endure more.
So, about falconry, I'd love to take you out sometime. Season, for the most part, gets really good in December and January, February. Those are probably the three best months. And typically what we do is we just walk or run through the woods and try to flush game for the bird.
All right.
If you could move through the woods fairly easily, I don't think you'll have a problem. And you don't necessarily have to be able to run all the time either. It's just very, very short periods where we may run a very little bit.
Are there any camouflage or anything like that?
No, you can dress in your normal clothes, you know, just stuff that you would be comfortable in the woods in. And regarding the temperature, as long as, you know, you got on the right type of clothing to keep you warm, sometimes it can get cold out there.
I will definitely do that. Just keep in touch with me on that, because knowing me when my schedule works, I may get busy and forget all about it. Definitely something I'd really like to try out.
You'd probably enjoy it. Seems like you're pretty outdoorsy and sporting kind of person.
Yeah, I am. You know, that's a good thing. There's one thing I've never done, is I've never actually been hunting. I've been fishing, I've got the fishing license, but I've never gotten my hunting license and actually went deer hunting or anything like that.
You want to get your small game hunting license to go falconry hunting, and we'll go ahead and get you out there and see if we can't kill something with a bird. Safety education course?
I have not.
See, to contact DNR on their website, you can usually find that, and see where the next hunter safety education course is. And I think that's an 8-hour course. Usually they do it in like a Saturday. And you'll sit down at a course and they'll teach you a bunch of stuff, and at the end you'll take a test. They usually let you take it twice if you fail it the first time. And then you'll have your hunter safety education card, and that comes with a number. And so you'll take that hunter's education card to one of the DNR offices or somewhere like Walmart, and you can purchase, using that card, your hunting license.
All right. I will definitely look into that and get that with you. I think I actually know a place that does that. It's called Garner's Hunting and Fishing. It's located in Easley.
Okay, yeah. You should have no problem really finding it. I want to say that the Hunter's Education course is free, so, you know, if you find that it's offered at a cost, maybe you could keep looking for one that is free. I also think that there is an online option. I believe there's a fee for that, but you can take the course and test online and not have to go somewhere if that's easier for you.
Sounds good to me. I just got a bunch of Duke Energy trucks that pulled up in this church parking lot, and I'm wondering if I know these guys or not.
You are in? Yeah, there is. There's a website. I think it's hunter-ed.com, and you can take your hunter's education on there.
I think that is the correct webpage. Thanks for that information.
I just turned the radio on and heard y'all talking about it, so I figured I'd throw that out there.
4QHV with KC4HAN, and Chandler's thinking about going out and doing some falconry with me this year, and I told him, you know, he might would look into getting his small game license.
That's how I got my hunter's license off of.
Oh, I'm sorry, I rolled my window down. I was talking to a guy from Big Energy real quick that I work with. He was letting the pool up in the parking lot, man. But what do you got in here?
KN4URF. My name is Aaron. I heard y'all talking about you getting your hunter's education license. There's a website you can go to that you can do it on. It's hunter-eddeltadelta.com, I think it is.
Okay, hunter-eddeltadelta.com. I got that. Thank you very much. Nice to meet you, Aaron. My name is Ken, by the way. Charlie Hotel Alpha November. And my call sign is Kilo Charlie 4 Hotel Alpha November, KC4ATN.
You too. The course on there is free. Takes you through it. You take your mini exams on there. And then at the end of it, you take your final exam. And then you don't have to pay until you pass the course.
Okay, I will definitely look into that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and I'm going to let y'all get back to it. KM4URF, clear.
Good, well, y'all, you can stay in here, and you can ride with us. It's not just a frequency for me and Nick, it's a frequency for everybody, so we welcome any hams that would like to join in with us, always.
No, I didn't catch that.
But you're more than welcome to stick around. This isn't just a frequency for me and Nick. It's a frequency to encourage you to stick around with us and add to you with us if you'd like. We'd love to have you.
Normally, could check in on the net calls on this frequency.
Good, that's good. I'm just trying to be a good ham, you know, good clients, and you know. I don't mind having a round table with 5, 6, 20 hams. I don't mind it at all. That's what the frequency is here for. And, you know, as a member of the club, you know, I encourage anybody that would like to jump on and ask you with me and Nick or anybody for that matter who's on here who they'd be talking. I encourage it because it's always good to have a community of hams to ask you with.
Well, the more the merrier is what I always say. Anyway, I pulled back up into work now, and my lunch break's over, so this is KQ4QHV, and I'll be clear. Talk to you guys later.
Oh, hi. My goodness, Nick. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take up all your time. And I will talk to you maybe about 4 o'clock this afternoon. Maybe we'll talk to you then. Now, 7:30 from KC4HAN.
Catch y'all later. 73s. KN4 URF, clear.